Okay, welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howell coming at you, and I want to talk about wonderfulness. Let's talk about wonderfulness. My gosh, dude. First, I want to say this. Stop sending money. I'm not going to take it. Please stop sending money. I'm not going to take it. I'm not an e-beggar. I don't care. You guys have to understand that the second that I start accepting money is the second this becomes a job. I don't want that. I love you all, but I don't want that. All right? So thank you. But I want to say thank you. I appreciate my listeners and that they care as much as I got some money from Estonia and I declined it. And I'm like, what? Estonia? Are you kidding me? So it's where it is. It's where it's going to be. Thank you all so much for just listen. I don't want the money. Don't need the money. Because the second I get money, as I said before, it becomes a job. And this is not my job. This is just something I do to vent, to alleviate stress in my life. Something that's a good thing. So you all listening to this just allows so much for me. I don't want fame. I don't want fortune. I don't want anything. I just want to talk. But thank you so much. All right. So, a buddy of mine, he turned me on to the Code Blue cam, and that's the where you get to see police officers. You get to see police officers' body cams, but at the same time, you get to see them like post relegation. So it's like you have to take it with a grain of salt. But man, have I seen some funny ones. He turned me on to it, and I was like, okay. I was like, okay, all right, let's do that. Let's listen to it, and let's watch it. And so we watched it together for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, turn this off. Because it was depressing. It was depressing because it just takes the dirge of society. You know, the ones that are just too hopeless in cases. And there's so many hopeless cases. But I don't like to think like that. I like to think that everyone deserves the next chance to relegate and understand and be a part of a growing society, whether it be it being a society that is completely inclusive. I love how some people, a girl told me the other day, she knows I'm not racist at all. She knows that. Like, one of my best, anyways, you know, yada yada. She told me I was raised around blacks. So she told me, I know you're not racist, but unless you're helping, you're hurting. And that, to me, I didn't understand. I was like, well, how am I hurting? Because you're not trying to be a part of the solution. Okay, first of all, let's put it this way. I'm an independent. I've always been independent. I see both sides. And I know that I am a little bit more conservative. Oh, it's so late where I'm at right now. I know I've been more conservative, but it's just because there's so much. If you want to talk about hate groups, What was it? Somebody showed the other day of a girl who's transgender. You know, but she's a female, but she calls herself transgender. Which I honestly, I'm so confused right now about what this means. I think that's maybe why my friend told me that I'm part of the problem, because I'm just so confused. It's not okay to be confused. It's either it's black or white for a lot of people, and white is bad. I couldn't see it. And she was white, but she's married to a black man, and I get that, and I mean I understand that. Interracial, please come on, man. Black man got big. So I have no problem with a white woman going with a black man, at all. It's all about pleasure, man. You know what I mean. But no, actually, you don't. I'm going to reiterate that statement or amend that statement as I get it. Like, I looked up a study. Why do white guys like black women? You know, you have to, you get into that study. And then I learned that white girls have flat asses and black girls don't. And most white men are ass people. So if you look at it, I mean, we can go all the way back to back in the day, like in the 90s, where, you know, white guys went with big, big black girls because they love the big titties, big ass. I'm all about that. I was like, dude, go for it, man. If it makes you happy, go for it. I'm not judging you. It's not my cup of tea, but then again, don't expect my cup of tea to be yours. Because if you're going to tell me that I'm wrong and you're going to exclude me because I'm white and I'm wrong, even though I've grown up independent, then isn't that a hate group? Like, it's getting to the point where hate groups are not just white. And if you look at it, hate groups in Jerusalem, let's say Jerusalem, right? There were hate groups. There were definitely hate groups. And to this day, there's still hate groups over there. So you can't, you want to stomp it out, right? You want to be a better person. But here's the thing. Talking about how bad other people are is not the way to do it. Because that is exactly why it's impossible to quell a holy war in a Muslim Jewish area. It's impossible because they both Muslims they pray to the I'm going to be wrong about this, I already know, but they pray to a certain degree on the compass, and then the Wailing Wall is where Judaism, they put their woes and sorrows into. Listen, I'm Catholic, so believe me, we got our own problems. I'm not a Catholic that's going to tell you you're wrong because you believe in your God. In the Bible, it says, put no other god before me. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting my god in front of all the other gods. Because there are other gods, and that's just the truth of it. Yeah, to people, the Christianity, a one true God, you know, that thing. No, I do not. I do not adhere to that. If you want to believe it, you believe it. If you don't, you don't. But I've seen miracles with my faith, so I know for a fact. My God is there. Is there. Is, you know, for me, he is my God. For others, I'm guaranteeing they've probably seen miracles too. You know, it's just a form of acquisition. A form of understanding. And I don't discredit that. I think it's amazing. As long as you find some comfort in your faith, and then therefore you don't do the wrong thing, like don't rob, don't steal, don't murder, you know, then the golden rule is always going to be there. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So it's always going to be there. And that's what I love. And I love that. That therefore, I love other religions. I do. I honest to God do. I've never had a problem with another religion. Because no other religion came at me. No person in my life came at me with their religious beliefs. But then again, I'm a cisgender, it's confusing. I am a married white man in my late 40s. All right. And I have never had it easy. Ever. So when these people talk about white privilege, I get what they're saying. Okay, I got one. Because, yeah, I've been in a raid before where a bunch of black people and a bunch of white people were all together and they were all doing crack, but I was there to see a lead singer of a band called The Infected. I wasn't doing crack. No, honestly, I've never done crack. I've done crank, like crystal meth. I've done that a long, long time ago, but I did it on weed. But because I had a girlfriend, and she put it on weed for me. Because I was like, I didn't want to smoke out of a fucking light bulb. So it was one of those situations where I decided not to do certain drugs. Did heroin once, didn't want to do it again. My drug of choice, honestly, is marijuana. Yeah. Marijuana de Mor. I'd rather do that than alcohol, and alcohol kills way more people. I'd rather do that. So in that perspective, the black people were let go and the white people were arrested. And that's the truth, because the black people had nothing to do with what was going on. I guess I've seen so many things in my life that when someone tells me that Black Lives Matter, of course they do. Of course they do. just like white lives matter, just like Asian lives matter, just like Native American lives matter, just like, you know, like every life matters. It's every life. I want the Black Lives Matter to say every life matters. And because that would quell some really disgusting things that are happening right now under the BLM flag. Because the BLM flag is now becoming kind of like the KKK. Holy shit, I just said that. But it's true. What was it? That one was out that the kids were dragged and beat up because they didn't say Black Lives Matter, and they made them kneel and say Black Lives Matter in front of the black kids. All right. First of all, let's look at the optics. Come on. Now, I'm not a judge. I'm not a judge. So I all I can say is whoever's parents those were are people that are probably hurting. And then they're hurting their kids to teach them segregation. Because that's what it's becoming, segregation against whites. My kids are white. Do you think I want them to grow up in a world where they're afraid to be white? Oh, maybe. Because you got to think, man. Egyptians, they were black, right? Egyptians had Jews for slaves for like over 1,000 years. So, you know, maybe it is. It's the pendulum. It's the pendulum. And people in Africa, which everyone blames the whites, which is actually, it was the Dutch that brought the slaves over. It was the Dutch. And the Dutch did that way before America was born. Way before. The Dutch were rounding up natives in Africa and then like sending them off to other places for slaves. So that's another thing. You know, it's, and then 400 years of slavery here. I'm from Germany. I'm a Jew from Germany. So I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. For someone to say because of the color of their skin, they're right or they're wrong, it's becoming ridiculous now. It's becoming a hate group, as I said before. I hate you because you're white. I hate you because you're white, because all whites are racist. Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. And I'm not trying to say South Africa, because they were really racist. They were horribly racist. But I've been there. Yeah, horribly racist. But racist, come on. Not every white person is a racist. And it, I think it's just an idealism that they and I'm not going to say the left, because it's really not the left or the right. It's individuals that choose to listen to idiotic rhetoric. You're right. When was the Emancipation Proclamation? What was it, like 200 years ago? 100 years ago. I'm not sure, 1800, so yeah, maybe 200. So, but how the South, but here's the thing. All right, so the South, they were able to bring, they had all the stuff to send to the North, and that's how they made their money. But, you know, it it costs money. So they conscripted slaves to do it for nothing, except for food and water. Food and water, that's all they get. And they lived, and believe me, it was better than the ships they were brought over on. And that's going to come back on me, I guarantee it. But they were conscripted, so therefore the North was trying to get their money. Well, the South said, you know what, I'm not giving you any more of my money. We want to do, and the North was like, no, we need your money. Because we have all the shipping, we have all the ports to move things back and forth, and the South's like, well, we have certain ports, but they really could only go one way, and so the North said, all right, well then we're done, and they're like, no, we're not done, and they're like, you know what? Free all your slaves and then talk to us. And the South said, no, I'm not going to free my slaves. Because that's how we make the money. So the North's like, you know what? It's fine. We're going to go to war. That it's all about money. Money. People think that the North and South was a big war for slavery. No, it was not. It was a war about money. Money. The big greenback. Yeah, as Rupert Murdoch put it recently, there is no red and blue. There's only green. And that's the truth. And he's been alive for like ages. Guy will not die. It's funny. It's funny that we and what we do is we propagate idiocracy, consistent idiocracy. So anyways, if you wanted to know about slavery, nah, the North had slaves too. And the only thing that was bad about it was the North couldn't do as much as the South could as far as money. And they needed what the South had. So therefore, it was a big deal. You know, take away my money. Oh, no, I'll fight you for it. I'll fight you for it. So that's the honest to God truth of the Civil War. We brothers killed brothers over money. Over money from the forefathers. And I love how people get so mad at the idea of, you know, like, take down these slave owning. Well, then take down everything. Because if you really want to look at it, everyone had slaves, North and South. They really did. Some treated them better than others. But, you know, it is what it is. It was all about money. And the North freed their slaves as a front to say, all right, free yours. And they're like, no, I'm not gonna free my slaves. And if you want what we have, then go ahead. Eli Whitney. I want to see how many people know who Eli Whitney is. Yeah, if you want our money? Go ahead. Come get it. And that's what it was. That's honest to God all it was. And the South wanted to be its own situation. And the North said, absolutely not. And that's why DC's in the middle. Because the White House was built by slaves. The White House, a northern thing, was built by slaves. The Washington Monument, built by slaves. Well, the pyramids were built by Jewish slaves from Egyptians, you know, who were black. Because I'm sorry, Egyptians are black. You look at Egypt back in the day, they're all black. You look at the tomb there, they're all black. It was okay. You know, if the pendulum swings both ways, as I said. So let's just get together and say, fuck everybody else. I'm not going to hate you unless you do something to make me distrust you. And I'm still not going to hate you. I just won't trust you. That's the point. But we have so many things in this world that, like, this right that's saying that, oh, they're trying to destroy our America. You know what? Grow the fuck up. It's not your America. Your America died in the 50s. So shut up. You want to bring it back to the... You sound like Vladimir Putin. How he's trying to still grab in the 80s what Russia was. You know, the USSR was. He's still trying to grab that shit. Come on, grow up. And these college students out there that listen. Don't hate. You know what? You can say all you want and get fed all you want, but until you actually live, know what you're talking about before you go on TikTok or Instagram or whatever the social media you guys do now, which, by the way, I wouldn't do because that's there forever. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You need to grow and understand before you condemn others who don't. It's T. Martin Howe coming at you. I'll see you next time.